Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Oh, yes. January 17th is finally game day. The Arizona Cardinals and Los Angeles Rams get together tonight at SoFi Stadium for the sixth and final game of the NFL's first Super Wild Card weekend. And man, was it super. Of course, the team split two meetings this season, with the Cardinals winning convincingly in L.A. in Week 4. Rams returned the favor at State Farm Stadium later on in a Monday night matchup. Reports over the weekend say J.J. Watt will be on the field indeed tonight for the Arizona Cardinals. Watt has not seen action since Week 7 when he suffered a shoulder injury. But this is an unequivocal fact. The Arizona Cardinals are undefeated when J.J. Watt plays football for them. Huh?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
For the Rams, safety Taylor Rapp is out. He's in the league's concussion protocol. We already knew fellow safety Jordan Fuller is out. So due to necessity, that means Eric Weddle, who has not played a snap in the NFL in two seasons, will see action tonight. Sean McVay, the head coach, talked about that over the weekend, but they feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Winner moves on to face the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers next week. Loser, they start their offseason. Kickoff 6:15. All the coverage right here all day long leading up to official pregame coverage starting at 1:30.
Yeah, it's all there right in front of the Arizona Cardinals right now. The amount of questions, lingering questions they can begin to answer, if they can knock down a team, maybe two, if they can actually make a playoff run, what that might do to the Valley. A lot of people want to believe in this football team. A lot of people have reason to doubt them at certain points in time.
Who was the hair metal band that sang "Give Me Something to Believe In"? Is that Poison?
Sounds like it could have been.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah.
They're all the same, though.
Yeah.
Super wild card weekend. First five games decided by an average of 16 points. The most interesting game yesterday was in Dallas, where the Cowboys trailed San Francisco 23-7 heading into the fourth, but rallied to within a score, needing a touchdown and an extra point to tie, and facing a second and one from the 49ers' 41-yard line with 14 seconds left and no timeouts. Dak Prescott took off on a quarterback draw, gained 17 yards, but then couldn't get the ball snapped to clock it for one last shot at a Hail Mary. If you ask anybody in Dallas, it's all the officials' fault. And that includes the players and coaches. San Francisco moves on to face Green Bay at Lambeau Field next week.
Not surprised. Not surprised that this is how the Cowboys went out at all.
We talked about it
spectacularly.
After
that is how they fail.
The Cardinals-Cowboys game, the only thing Cowboys players focused on was they missed that fumble at the end of the game. It wasn't anything about their shoddy performance for three-plus quarters. It was all about what got done to them by the officials.
Oh, yeah.
That team, I don't know how they operate because they have absolutely nothing resembling a heart. None. And it's fantastic.
It is.
And
it
is. The memes that were unleashed on the world last night from Cowboy fans are so gold.
Well, we talked about this going in. Who would be the team with the most to lose this weekend in football? Let's hope the Cowboys answered that yesterday.
Yes.
keep all Cardinal players off that list. Well, Matthew Stafford, that would be good if he joined that. That would be good.
Tom Brady threw two touchdown passes. Bucks defense forced three Philadelphia turnovers. 31-15 win over the Eagles. It wasn't that close. Last night, Kansas City opened its bag of tricks with Patrick Mahomes throwing for 404 yards and five touchdowns. Chiefs beat up on Pittsburgh 42-21. That will likely end the career of Ben Roethlisberger, in case you hadn't heard. On Saturday, Cincinnati won its first playoff game in 31 years, 26-19 over the Raiders. Buffalo toyed with New England, pounding the Patriots 47-17 behind five touchdown passes from Josh Allen.
I told you that was going to happen.
Oh, that was great.
That was so clinical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe
it was rabid. It was vicious.
Most one-sided offensive performance in playoff history.
Yeah, Josh Allen was breathing fire.
Yes, he was. The Suns kept their winning ways going yesterday in Detroit. They put up a season-high 135 in a 27-point win over the Pistons. Suns set the tone by shooting 80% from the floor in the first quarter and then ended up shooting 58.6% for the game. Devin Booker led the way with 30. Cameron Payne, JaVale McGee each chipped in with 20 off the bench. Not all good news, though, as DeAndre Ayton suffered a sprained ankle, played only 7 minutes. Suns move on to face the Spurs in San Antonio tonight in a game that gets underway at 6:30. Pre-game coverage starts at 6. That's on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. Coyotes in action today, an MLK Day matinee against the Montreal Canadiens. The Yotes coming off back-to-back losses to Colorado on Friday and Saturday. Listen to this, though, Bick. Going into this game, the Coyotes have more points than their opponent. Montreal, a league-worst 19 points coming into the game.
That's stunning.
Face-off,
okay.
2:30. Pre-game coverage, 2 o'clock. That's on KTAR News 92.3 FM. We got a packed schedule today. ASU basketball is in action today, hosting Utah in a rescheduled Pac-12 game. That begins at 2. Pre-game coverage starts at 1:30 on ESPN 620 AM. ASU football added a new quarterback to the fold, former Alabama signal caller Paul Tyson, transferring to ASU. Tyson is the great-grandson of legendary Alabama coach Bear Bryant. He's got 3 years of eligibility left.
Yeah.
And look, maybe this will work out better than the last time ASU got a quarterback transfer from Alabama.
Oh,
remember,
right.
Remember how excited people were about Blake Barnett?
It was inconceivable that a quarterback from Alabama would transfer to ASU.
It was a coup.
Yeah. There was a lot of stardust there.
Turned out to be not so
cool. Not a lot of quarterback.
Wasn't much coup-like about it.
Right.
On the Australian Open got underway, down under, and Novak Djokovic.
Novaxed Djokovic.
Novaks Djokovic. He will not defend his title after being deported again over the weekend due to his vaccination status, leading to the cancellation of his visa. Reports now circulating that Djokovic could be barred from playing in the French Open after the French Sports Ministry said he'd received no exemption from France's new vaccine pass law. On the court, top-seeded Australian woman Ash Barty Cruz, 6-love, 6-1 in her opening round match.
Let me tell you, as somebody who really wants the tennis all-time majors record to be in the hands of Rafael Nadal or Roger Federer, I like this karma working against Novak Djokovic.
They showed his last 6 Grand Slams, his last 6 majors.
Uh-huh.
Thrown out of the tournament for hitting a linesman.
Uh-huh.
Second place, first place, first place, second place, thrown out of the tournament for not being back.
Thrown out of the country.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No one's ever had a stretch like that.
That's pretty good.
Has any Grand Slam player been deported twice from the same tournament? I don't think so. There you go.